A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samech Gimel, Gittin 63b, pagination is 126, at the very end of the daf, one line from the bottom. Ha'isha sha'omra hiskaba li giti. If a woman indeed said to somebody, as a messenger, go accept my get on my behalf. And the implication will be that when the get is given to the messenger, she will already be divorced, even though she does not receive the get personally. That is the power of a messenger if he is appointed to accept the get on her behalf, and not just be a courier. That will work, but tsuricha shtei kitei edim, she's going to need two sets of edim. In other words, there are two critical junctures here that need testimony in this timeline. Shnayim, two witnesses, are going to need to say, befaneinu amra, that she indeed appointed this person to be her shliach lekabala, to accept the get on her behalf. We need testimony that she indeed said that. Ushnayim, and two people, she'omrim b'faneinu kibel v'kora, and two people that say, in front of us, the get was accepted, and it was torn. Rashi observes, "Bigemara parach lama lo lemikrei." The Gemara will ask us, why are they tearing the get? But that's the testimony that's going to be said. First set of edim, that he was a shliach lekabalah, and the second set of edim, that he received the get, and they tore it. Afilu hein harishonim vehin huacharonim. The Mishnah says, you could achieve these two sets of testimony in a variety of ways. It could be the same people that serve as the edim in both applications. O echad min harishonim ve'echad min ha'acharonim ve'echad mitztaref imahen. Or you could have one from the first set, one in the second set, and another person joining them. As long as at the end of the discussion, you have two saying testimony correctly on her statement of Kabbalah appointment, and two saying testimony that it was received and torn. Let's skip down to midway on the facing page here, Samach Dalet Amad Aleph, where the Gemara asks, Kora Lomali, why are they tearing the get? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Bishas HaGezeira Shanu. We're dealing with a time when the government forbade doing mitzvahs, and therefore, all of this has to be done clandestine, quietly, hiddenly, and therefore, when they receive the get, and it's been administered properly, they promptly rip it, and don't leave any evidence that a Jewish ritual was just done. So going back to the Mishnah, the word kara, ripping, is really not consequential to the get process. That's something that they were doing because of the particular dangerous generation in which they lived. Fast forward to practical gittin situations, and we indeed have a practice that once the get is administered and everything is reread and we're positive everything's been done correctly, at that point we indeed rip the get. The Aruch HaShulchan has a Seder HaGet at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Dalid in Evan Ezer, and towards the end, when he completes the Seder Haget, Se'if Chaf Hei, he writes, Achakach Mazkir Harav, the officiating rabbi should make an announcement, reminding people, Sheyesh Takonas Rabbeinu Tam V'Talmidov, Shelo Lahotzi Laz Al Haget, that there's a specific ordinance, if you will, from the Middle Ages, that we do not revisit the get, we do not question the get after it's been administered, it's considered final, and it's over. We don't revisit it at this point. Sifchavav, Vikoreya Haraves Haget, Shesiva Orev, and the Rav HaMasada rips the get definitively, Vigonezes Haget, and he puts it into hiding, Etzlo, in his personal files. Ve'eino nosno lehaisha, he does not give that get to the woman. Rak nosin lapetur, instead he gives her a document from the Bezdin as proof that she was indeed divorced, according to halacha. Uvazet tama v'nishlemes ma'ase haget. And at that moment, the act of the get is absolutely finished. And at the end of the sif, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mivorech harav osam, the rabbi should give them a blessing, the man and the woman, sheyatzlichu, they should have success in their future endeavors, v'niftarim mipanov, and they depart. This concept of ripping the get is so definitive and so accepted that the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Vida, you should know, Shim Ira Siba, that if it perhaps occurred that they wrote a get and it wasn't good, they realized there's a mistake before they gave it to her, and they want to discard this get and write a different one. Lo yikra'enu shesi v'orev. They should not tear it in the conventional way, the way we tear a good and valid get. Mepnei ha-michshol, because that tearing could actually be construed to be an endorsement that the get was given properly, and now you tore it in the style that it's normally torn after a good get is administered. Over time, get ze karua, someone will find this get torn, get la, the same style that's used by a get after it's been given. Maybe the rabbi's successor, maybe the rabbi himself, is going to find such a get, yomru, and they're going to think, shekvar niskar shabo, that a successful get had been given, and therefore you may not take a get that has an error in it and you want to discard it and rip it in the way we would rip a good get. Ela yisrefenu, it should be burnt. Umutav yosa lesorfo, the best is to burn it, o lekoro lekroim ketanim, or to rip it into small pieces, so that it doesn't have in any way the style that's used by a legitimate get. Again, going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah mentions vikora, ripping, but the Gemara says there's no such requirement in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara. That was because they needed to rip it so that the government shouldn't get on their case when they discover such a document, and therefore it was torn in a way that things would not be suspected or accused that they had done religious divorce. But as a matter of practice in our time, it is indeed ripped. It's an act of finality that at this point this get has been ruled to be kosher and it will not be revisited, and the woman is free to get married. And this custom is so recognized, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that if a get was not administered correctly, you may not rip it in the style that's used by the regular Seder HaGet. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.